Joining me by phone right now is Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz. And Ryan, so much going on, but one of the questions that's top of mind for me is, what is Congress doing right now in regards to the Secret Service? Anything happening there?
Yes, we got a couple things that are happening. So we, number one, are expecting the chair of the House Foreign Affairs, or I'm sorry, chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, as well as the ranking members, so the top Democrat on that committee, to meet by phone with the deputy FBI director sometime this afternoon. We are expecting that same similar call with the Secret Service director and the Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee at some point in the next couple of hours, too. And then I think we are also expecting the Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer to have a meeting with the Secret Service Director. And then we are expecting a hearing to take place likely in the first week back from Congress, which will be next week.
So they're definitely on top of that. What are you hearing in terms of any kind of changes that might immediately happen with the RNC convention as far as security?
It doesn't seem like there's any crazy changes. I mean, they said that they already were pretty confident in their plan. They're going to do some security enhancements. But in terms of the specifics on what those are, I don't have those in front of me. But it certainly is something that everyone's watching for, especially after the events of last weekend.
Right. And are we getting any more information about that alleged shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks?
Yes. What we understand is that Crooks is about 20 years old. He was the member of a local rifle club, a rifle team. But besides that, we don't really have too much information about him. I believe we did get information that he the gun that he used was purchased from a family member, I believe. So in terms of motive and all that, we still don't have anything there.
Yeah, very interesting. And I'm sure that this investigation is going to be very extensive. But there are right now a lot more questions than answers, that's for sure.
That is very much an accurate depiction right now. We're still, you know, trying to understand how this person got in that position, you know, what the security failures ultimately were that led to this. It's still so much up in the air right now. And, you know, I don't think we have true answers yet.
No. And one thing I think is certain, that image of former President Trump with his fist in the air right after that, I think that's a photo that's going to go down in history.
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah, it's already been pretty legendary. I mean, you've got Republicans who think this is pretty much a guarantee that he's going to be elected again. The amount of optimism I've heard in Republican circles after this is quite substantial. I mean, I think I even heard someone say that, you know, the only way the Democrats even have a chance of beating former President Trump at this point is if they were to move off of President Biden, because there's no way President Biden has a chance of beating former President Trump. I mean, you know, a lot of people aren't trying to talk about the campaign right now just because of the situation. But, you know, Trump was doing well before the shooting. And now this is probably just going to help him.
Oh, yes, because in those moments, it really was very clear that he has a lot of strength and resilience. He's demonstrated that time and again. And the other thing that I can't help but notice is in the wake of this attempted assassination, and it's even hard to fathom that that's what we're talking about, but it happened. They've really backed off, as you mentioned, the politics. And so from where I'm sitting, it's beginning to look like Biden may just see this through.
It definitely has put a damper in any efforts to vote him or to remove him from the platform, because what's crazy is that going into this week, we had heard a lot of negativity, even more so than last week, surrounding President Biden's candidacy. And what I mean by that is that we had a couple of meetings that were going on between House Democrats and President Biden. So you had the House, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and you also had the New Dem Coalition, which is kind of like a moderate Democrat organization. All meet with President Biden behind closed doors through a virtual Zoom call, I believe. And all of the readouts that I saw and all of the information that we've gotten from those meetings, it seems like it was all pretty negative what happened in there, and that it was a pretty hostile environment where a lot of people now feel that, we were expecting probably more people to call on President Biden to step aside as the nominee throughout the week. But now that's kind of all been put on hold, and they don't really have time to fiddle around with this. You know, if there's going to be a change at the top of the Dem ticket, it's got to be happening sooner rather than later because we're so close to convention time.
Yeah, Ryan, aren't we about, what, 4 weeks out, maybe five?
Okay, something like that, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, time really is crucial. The other thing that I can't help but notice is that it appears that the Trump campaign is really doing a great job of trying to unify and calm the temperature. And I think that's going to go a long way as far as just propelling him.
Well, he took a big step this week when you had the Nikki Haley announcement come down that she was going to be giving away her delegates. And then almost within 24 hours after the shooting, you find out that she's actually going to be at the convention and speaking at the convention. So unity has definitely kind of become the message. And from what we understand, too, is that Trump had this speech written out and he decided to scrap it and pretty much rewrite the speech because he wants to have a more unifying message compared to the one that he had before, which was going to go pretty strongly against and harshly against the Biden administration.
You know, it was interesting. I heard some comments from Vivek Ramaswamy last night, and he was saying, no, this isn't a different Trump. This is just another side of Trump. And he indicated that he had really seen that side as he had gotten to know former President Trump a little bit better.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you know, a lot of these folks say that he's a little bit different behind closed doors than he is in person. And certainly, I think it's hard not to have sympathy for someone when they get shot. And
right.
That's the reality of the situation that Trump just went through.
Oh, yeah. When you see that, it really does take things to a different level. The last thing I want to quickly ask you about, Ryan, we're understanding that Trump is expected to announce his VP pick. Are you getting a sense on timing of that?
Yeah, we're expected to happen in the evening time Eastern time. So about 4:30 Eastern time is around the time we're looking at right now. There is reports that there's video showing a motorcade leaving J.D. Vance's house, the senator from Ohio. We don't know if that means that he's going to pick him, but the fact that it's happening is at least noteworthy. So we're expecting that VP candidate to be picked today. Brett Baer was the one who broke that story a while back. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Well, as always, Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, it's such a pleasure to chat with you.
Hey, same to you. Thank you so much, as always, for having me on.
All right. Bye-bye, Ryan. So today's the day we are going to learn who'll be on that ticket with former President Trump. Have you made up your mind? Who's your pick? Text me your pick to 208-522-5900. I would love to share your responses. That's right. Just text your VP pick to 208-522-5900. And don't forget to text me baseball to 208-522-5900. More to come.